Hello everyone, welcome to the Talking BizTech. I'm your host Sakif. Today we are going to explore the importance of health insurance for the economy. But before we do that, I just want to request all of you to make sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell for more podcasts like this. And I do want to thank tech startup from Waterloo, Ontario for making this happen. It's called Tactics. Tactics is an automated content marketing software which allows data to dictate content channels and resource allocation. Tactics are helping entrepreneurs for simplifying their marketing process for measurable sales results. So if you want to purchase their automated content marketing software, the link is down in the description. And now back to the topic. Why is health insurance so important? One of the reasons that health insurance is important because of the rising cost of medical expenses. One thing that you should know that we all have been advised to purchase life and health insurance many times, and we also even when we're buying a new house or buying a new car. However, we tend to shy away from it because of the cost. And I believe that insurance, especially health insurance, is important for you and or your family to be protected financially in the event of unforeseen situation or when the chips are down. If you are ill or unable to work, then health insurance and then living benefits, also supplemental insurance such as accidental and life insurance, accidental and sickness policies can help you in that case. It helps. The reason accidental and sickness policies is worth considering because it includes critical and income protection. Accidental and sickness policies will help you to pay your vital bills in the if you're unemployed for a long time. So my guest for today's episode is Damarius Seely, who is an expert on living benefit and supplemental insurance. She is working with Combined Insurance, and she's also an entrepreneur. So let me just go ahead and bring her on Talking BizTech. Damarius, thank you so much for your time.
Of course.
Damarius, before we dive into the importance of health insurance, I just want to get to know you a little better. Can you tell me about yourself and your educational background?
Sure. My educational background is actually in massage therapy. So that's what I went to college for. And then I decided to try something new and I went into insurance. Of course, I had to study to get my insurance license. So that is what I did. That's what I have.
That's great that you started as a massage therapist, and then you went into the insurance industry. And so my next question to you is, how did you get into the path of entrepreneurship?
I've always been encouraged to strike out on my own. My parents were both aspiring entrepreneurs when I was a child, and I had a traditional job for several years. I worked in retail, so I have a really good feeling of what it's like to work with the general public and have a boss. And I knew I didn't really like it. I didn't like the traditional 40-hour work week or shift work. And so when I became a massage therapist, most massage therapists are self-employed, and I got a taste of that feeling of being self-employed, of being my own business and being independent. And I really enjoyed it. And I couldn't imagine going back to having to work for someone else when there's just so much more freedom working for yourself.
That is correct. That is very true. I mean, entrepreneurs have to, and not only entrepreneurs, I think everyone loves the time freedom, and they actually want that for them. And that's why, like the path of entrepreneurship helps with that, as well as being an investor. I believe Warren Buffett said that if you're not able to make money while you sleep, then there's no point of working hard and just making money and like there's no point of living life. And Demir, so you know, you are like I said, you are an entrepreneur. You are doing. You're also a massage therapist. What does a typical day look like for Demir Seely?
A difficult day.
Oh.
I would say a difficult day is when I have to balance every responsibility I have with work, as well as every responsibility that I have with my home. So I have to take care of a lot of stuff at home, like cooking, cleaning, that sort of stuff that everybody does, and running errands. But the entrepreneur life doesn't have like a set schedule. So you find yourself often kind of putting in a bit of time here, a bit of time there. And so a difficult day is kind of where it's scheduled like nonstop, like the whole day, every 15 minute block is accounted for. And then, you know, something goes wrong or something goes over and my schedule is so like tightly scheduled that I can't afford or don't have the time for something to take longer than it's supposed to. And when you have a job where you are dependent on meetings with other people, sometimes people really like to talk and, you know, but these are your bread and butter. These are your clients. You don't want to cut them off as much as, you know, you want to. And then meetings can run over and then suddenly I don't have any time to do the other thing that happened afterwards. And I guess time management on a difficult day really, really falls behind.
Yeah, and actually, I agree with you. Time management is very crucial for us. I mean, there are videos which are saying that, which are telling you to stop wasting time. And because you want to be focused on the work that you're doing. Matter of fact, I do have a quick I do have a question for you. Can you tell me about combined insurance and how it is helping individuals with the accidental and sickness policies?
So the purpose of supplemental insurance, which is what I do, is that most people will have disability insurance through work or critical illness insurance. And traditional insurance, while it is very important, typically has a lot of gaps, which is designed to help minimize risk, of course. So supplemental insurance fills those gaps. So if someone is unable to work because they're sick or hurt and they can't work for even like 1 or 2 weeks, then supplemental insurance would kick in and provide essentially a paycheck for the time that they couldn't work. And for some people, in fact, I think a very significant number of Canadians live paycheck to paycheck. So missing 1 or 2 paychecks due to not being able to work would be devastating for a lot of people. So that's where supplemental insurance really can make a big difference in people's lives.
Oh, okay, man, that makes sense. It is. I mean, the reimbursement and the monetary benefits is making a big difference in people's lives. I mean, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, like these monetary benefits can help you to pay your pay your vital bills. Matter of fact, I have a thought, and I do want to share that with you. Is that why why health insurance is so important in this economy. And if so, anybody can be diagnosed with critical illness such as heart disease and stroke. One of the importance of health insurance is to tackle the rising cost of medical expense. And I believe it's also fighting lifestyle expenses like disease that includes diabetes and then respiratory problems. And I mentioned heart disease too. And also it's also finding the secondary lifestyle problems such as the stress, unhealthy eating habits, or if you're addicted to technology, so from like myself, it can be harmful for your eyes, or if and this is very important, if you're undisciplined with your lifestyle. You know, because of the rising cost of the medical expenses, I would advise people to start low with insurance cover and then gradually increase their lower budget. It'll provide the basic coverage if your current policy does not provide the cover against possible threats. So, Demirs, in your opinion and in your words, why is health insurance so important for the economy?
Well, it's interesting that you should mention critical illness insurance, because that's a good example that I would think of first. Because in the early 20th century, critical illness insurance was invented because of, you know, medical advancements were enabling people to survive things which normally they would die from, such as heart attacks, stroke, cancer, etc. But once they survived, their families would be essentially almost financially destitute, because usually after a heart attack, often people can never work again. Or with cancer, that's a very long time sickness that takes people off work for months or years. And so the financial impact of that was dreadful. And that's when critical illness was invented, to provide a big lump sum payment for people to have to pay their bills and, you know, manage their family. And what, of course, runs the economy is the average person being able to buy things, to pay for their house, to pay for their car. And if you have cases where people are regularly going bankrupt because they're sick and they can't afford to pay for their house or their car anymore, quite simply, that's not good for the economy if people get sick and they can't afford to continue working, right? So people, if there's a way to continue allowing people to pay their bills, then that just kind of keeps things going, you know?
Yeah, that is true. I agree with you. And, back to combined insurance. Actually, I made a banner. Back to the combined insurance, one of the things that fascinates me and actually everyone is that is the monetary benefit. So in your words, or just tell me something, what are some of the benefits of combined insurance in terms of their subscription plan and I believe it's and then the reimbursement?
Combined is different in that they aim to remove the barriers between a client getting hurt and needing to receive their benefits. Although it does work in the way of many companies in that, you know, claims are reviewed and you know, determined to be eligible. But typically on many of their products, there's, you know, just things like no waiting periods. Disability insurance typically has anywhere from a 30 to 120 day waiting period, which, as I mentioned before, is kind of that gap, which is designed, of course, to minimize, you know, risk and paying out someone money when they heal, like, very quickly. But yeah, so, you know, no waiting periods are super helpful. And yeah. Also, they cover for some things which other insurance companies might not necessarily cover for. And I can't say too much because Combined would not appreciate me talking about the products on a live stream. I'm not necessarily allowed to do that, but is very different. Combined is very different, and they've been around for 100 years. I highly recommend even just going to their website and checking it out for yourself, or scheduling to meet with an agent and learn more about it. It's something that is typically done one-on-one. So, yeah.
Oh, make sense. Yeah, no, definitely. I would advise my viewers if they want the reimbursement, if they want to know more about the reimbursements, then I would advise them to go to combinedinsurance.com. Is that the website?
Yeah.
Correct. Perfect. And yeah, they can definitely go to the website and check that out. I will definitely the link will be down in the description box. Many successful companies, such as Combined Insurance, have success stories. And the best thing about the success stories is that it motivates the employee of that particular company, or it also helps people to work harder. So I just want to know if you can share some of the success stories of Combined Insurance that motivated you to work hard and smart.
Yeah, for sure. In my office, the people I work with,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them do incredibly well because Combined is really good to their agents, and it is an environment where you get back as much as you put in. So it's not like you and Joe Blow, you know, make the same amount of money, but yeah. Joe works way less than you do. No, you get compensated proportionate to how much work you put in. And you can see how, like, some of the agents in my outs, like, a very significant number, most of whom are women, which I would like to add. There's a lot of boss women in my office. They all make a decent, well over six figures a year. And it's not even particularly difficult. Like, you don't have to, you know, work there for 20 years to achieve that or anything. It's an amazing opportunity because you can pretty much... Your income with Combined is uncapped. They do have a qualification process. Like, they don't hire just anybody. They are really, really looking for a certain kind of person, especially those driven entrepreneurially spirited people. They fit in really well at Combined because that's what it's all about. It's about building a business and working for yourself. And yeah.
Wow. That's inspiring. I'm glad that it's good to hear that people in Combined Insurance are making more than six figures. Matter of fact, I know for a fact that many people working in the health insurance industry, they're also making six figures. And many people think it's a small niche industry, which is not true, because there are many people who are under the age of 65 are also diagnosed with critical illness. And there are many motivating videos too, where people are making more than six figures. And also, when you talk about careers, there are many careers created in insurance industry. I used to work at a travel insurance company called Allianz Global Assistance, where a lot of careers were created in the claims department, such as a recovery claims associate or claims specialist. So my next question to you, and Just want to know, I'm just curious, what carriers are created in combined insurance?
In terms of careers, most people will be agents. So they have a career being the representatives of the products and helping people, educating people on the products and helping them create, plans which suit their needs. So that is essentially that, and that's where most people start. And then there is the opportunity to essentially get promoted. You can build your own team, and then you become responsible for training those agents to become better agents. You can work towards that, and after a certain point, you could even go beyond that. So it's definitely there's definitely room for growth when after you get started with Combined. You don't necessarily have to be an agent forever. You can work your way kind of up the ranks. So those are the careers that I know of. I mean, there's all obviously the claims department and underwriting department and administration and that sort of thing, but that is a different sort of side of Combined that I'm not familiar with.
That's impressive. There are careers created, and there are more if you it just yeah I are they it will my viewers get those information in the website as well?
No, to become an agent with Combined, typically you would have to connect with an agent already, who's someone who's already an agent, and then there's a process to get the first interview, and then there's a second interview. So
Oh, makes sense.
yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so they have to like pass the interview process, and is there like can someone who don't have much knowledge about like what's the qualification here? Do they need to study life insurance or health insurance?
In my particular district that I worked with, because the Canadian branch of Combined is separated into districts, I only had to achieve my accident and sickness license. So it was 1 month of study for me. I didn't have to get my life license or anything, just accident and sickness.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. This is very helpful to many people. And Demiris, you're a sales agent. I just want to know how do you like if someone wants is if an individual gets into the sales career, what would be like how would they generate leads and how would they nurture them to complete the sales process?
I would say that process is actually unique to every individual because not all strategies work for all people.
That's true.
Typically, you would be presented with multiple ways of generating leads. Like, we do encourage essentially multiple sort of streams of leads. So, there's of course the people you know personally, and then there's clubs and associations and groups that you might be involved in, and then there's visiting other businesses or getting involved in your community. So there's many different ways, and it really depends on the person. I mean, in our district, we prefer fostering a relationship with our clients, so we want to generate sort of like genuine leads that we have a good connection with. And then we, continuously follow up and try to make sure that we're still relevant and get to know the people that we're talking to.
Oh, makes sense. Thank you again for sharing that. And I just we're near the end. I just have a two-part question for you. So the first part is, what advice would you give to the people who are struggling financially in this pandemic, even though pandemic is it's slow in the North American countries such as Canada and the United States, America, but then many people are still affected from the pandemic because there's a Delta variant coming, and like people who are vaccinated twice. So what advice would you have for them? And the I'll ask you the second part later, but if you can answer this one.
So you're asking what advice would I give to people who are struggling financially at the moment?
Yes.
I guess if we are making it relevant to sort of the general topic, which is like entrepreneurship, I would say if someone is struggling financially right now, well, first and foremost, get professional financial advice that is completely invaluable. And honestly, it can be free. It depends on where you go. It doesn't have to cost a whole lot. And someone, if you're thinking about striking out on your own and working for yourself, I think now is an amazing time for entrepreneurs to get started, just because of the way the market is right now. Of course, it depends on what you want to do, but I would say go for it. And, you know, just take a good look at your priorities. And that sort of thing, because that's what I did. I also struggled financially during the pandemic, and I had to take a look at how I could maximize what I have and how I could use my time more efficiently. So
that's impressive that you were struggling financially during the pandemic, and then from there you are able to grow as a person, and you are financially you're financially independent right now. I would say you're financially strong. And my second part of the question was, what advice do you have for new insurance brokers?
For new insurance agents or brokers, my advice would be that when it gets hard, that means you're doing the right thing, and just keep going. Because the hardest part will come, and if you can push past it, the reward is exponential.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man. So to sum up what you just shared, is it making mistakes and learning from them if things go hard or things become hard?
Yeah, I mean, expect that, you know, I mean, it depends on the industry you're in. If you have a company that's generating leads for you, or if you're responsible for generating your own leads, if you're responsible for generating your own leads, that can get really challenging for some people.
Yeah.
And you have to be consistent with your activity, and you have to be continuously following up, and you have to be efficient with your time. And you have to like be okay with not doing great right away. Like I would say a lot of agents, they struggle in the first few months or the first year. Or if you're working for a company that generates leads for you, you might find yourself really, you know, under a lot of pressure or quite stressed. And I think that that's normal, because you're going outside your comfort zone, and you're trying to do something different, and you're trying to do something better for yourself. So I guess one of the most effective ways of pushing past that difficult time, any day you wake up and you're thinking that you can't do it, or you don't like it, or you know it's too hard, then think about why you started doing it in the first place, and what's motivating you every day. Like, what is your ultimate goal? What is driving you? And if you focus on that and you focus on your goals, then that's what will ultimately push you past the challenging times and keep going at it and keep trying to grow yourself.
Oh, thank you so much for that advice, for your knowledge and the insight of Combined Insurance. I would love to have you on Talking Biztech again. And Demir's, best of luck to you. And thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful day, man.
Thank you. You too.
Bye for now. So folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Do not forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell for more podcasts like this. And if you want to purchase the automated content marketing software, so the link will be down in the description box. And if you want to buy the Revelio membership plan, then the link is also in the description box. And also, if you want to know more about combined insurance, it will be in the description as well. So thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Bye for now.